在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
A lot of Japanese adults read comic books. Do you find that strange at all? You say you read comic books too, but I know in the United States, we think it's strange if you see an adult reading a comic book. Is it because the stories are different, or are you reading the same kind of stories you would when you're a kid?
To answer the first part of your question, when I first came over as a high school student in Japan, I was quite shocked by how prolific comic books were throughout all layers of society. I did not expect adults to read comic books, nor did I expect there to be comic books focusing on Japanese history, world history, cooking, and what have you, where you can actually learn useful information through a comic. I guess my understanding of a comic at that time was just sheer pleasure. You know, you're Superman or Spider-Man, something that you grow out, sort of like pimples, you know, you grow out of it. But nowadays, in the U.S., I think Japanese comic books have become more popular. Of course, more adults save rare comics than kids, right? I mean, it's a pretty big field. You can make a lot of money if you have really old comics. I think Japanese comic books are starting to help the domestic comics in the United States by making it okay for adults to read comics because they can say, listen, you know, this can be like a satire of modern-day society, or, you know, this may speak to me because it's about homosexual issues and blah, 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 whatever.
Okay, so I think that's the difference. There's a whole bunch of different genres, and it seems like in the United States there's just the superhero comics.
And it's starting to change. I think the idea of Japan's comic book where you create a world as opposed to just one superhero character. In this world, you can follow various characters. And I think you can, in a sense, you become closer to the characters within the comic books.
Mm-hmm.